For many people, tattoos are a sign of expression, an outward representation of who they are. But for some, tattoos act as a camouflage, hiding what's underneath in a process called medical tattooing.
Medical tattooing falls under the category when we're actually addressing when there's trauma that has occurred to the skin and we're using tattooing techniques to either regenerate the tissue or to offer corrections to the skin, if that makes sense. So it'd be in the case of like if someone had surgery and they're left with a bunch of scars, we can work on those scars to either regenerate the tissue or we can camouflage it if there's a lack of pigmentation so that it makes it look like it's the same color skin tone.
That's Shayna Irish, a licensed and certified permanent makeup artist and medical tattooist. She owns Skin Studio, a hyper-realistic enhancement shop in Chicago, Illinois. Many of her customers are women wanting to cover up scars from breast surgery or liposuction.
They come in and I work on their scars so that they become more invisible. Because a lot of women, unfortunately, are left with really massive scar tissue after they get those types of surgeries. When you have those types of surgeries and someone is healing, there's a tremendous amount of tension that is placed on that scar tissue. And a lot of times the doctors don't really give very, very good advice of how to really take care of the skin in that stage to help ensure that you don't get these big, massive scars, unless you're just really, really lucky that you had an absolutely phenomenal surgeon or your skin is just not prone to a lot of scar tissue. So most people are going to have skin that's kind of starting to stretch apart as it's trying to heal back together,
leaving them with wider, more elastic scars than expected. And though much of Irish's work focuses on these women, her career in medical tattooing didn't start here. She initially focused on helping breast cancer survivors by recreating what had been taken away during their mastectomy surgeries, their areolas. It was her mom's own battle with breast cancer that inspired Irish's career.
She went through a double mastectomy, and it was during her recovery and reconstruction that was my first introduction to areola tattooing. And I thought it was just the coolest thing ever. But then once I started researching and really looking into it, I quickly realized that it was really the most advanced type of tattooing that you can do simply because you're rarely working on healthy skin. And so that's where that real difference of medical tattooing versus cosmetic or traditional tattooing comes into play. Because a lot of times we're working on, like I mentioned, scar tissue, but for breast cancer survivors, you can also be working on radiated tissue. And so that kind of changes everything of how you have to treat that tissue because it's just not the same as just working on regular healthy skin.
Her research revealed that areola restoration requires years of regular tattooing experience before she could even begin specialized training.
So once I had already been tattooing, I think I was probably about 6 years in, actually. I actually trained with two physicians from Poland on how to do their specific techniques for scar work and then their areola techniques.
Unfortunately, a lot of women don't realize this form of tattooing requires so much education. Irish says she often gets clients who first went to a regular tattoo artist instead of a trained specialist.
And there is absolutely nothing to say bad about regular tattoo artists, but this is very, very particular. You know, this is different types of techniques. This is understanding different color theories, all kinds of different things. And so I've had individuals go to a regular tattoo artist and then things don't turn out the way that they thought that it would, or it looks much more artificial. And then they end up coming to me and we have to do removal and then try to adjust and correct things.
Irish warns that people should always set up a consultation prior to going through with any tattoo, as well as asking to see a portfolio of the artist's healed work.
That's your only way to actually be able to gauge the talent of the artist to see if they really know what they're doing, because it's healed work that is really going to show the difference between properly done techniques versus botched techniques.
Which she says happens more often than she'd like.
Usually in those circumstances, the artist is thinking that they're doing the right thing, but unfortunately it's just not. So yeah, there's just so much more that comes into, especially for areola, because even that skin is contractive, right? So it contracts and relaxes. And so even just dealing with that in and of itself will change how a regular tattoo would be applied in that area.
And for women who've already been through so much, she says a botched job can be the last straw. While areola restoration might seem purely cosmetic, Irish argues that it helps breast cancer survivors regain their sense of identity as women.
If you're a woman and you have reconstruction after and you choose to have an implant put back in, not only is that already a very long process, you've already gone through most likely multiple surgeries just with dealing with cancer. You probably have had to have radiation or chemotherapy. So these are already women that are probably years into a process. So you finally get to the point where you get to have reconstruction and you're left, unfortunately, with patchwork looking breasts. They're not usually symmetrical. They're not usually the same skin tone because they'll take skin from other areas of the body and use it as a skin graft.
Which Irish explains can ruin any chance of natural looking breasts.
Then on top of that, then imagine having to be in intimate situations, or let's say that you're in, you know, your gym and you're in the locker room and changing. Those are all situations where you may not feel whole. And so when a woman chooses to get the areola tattooed back on, it gives them almost a sense of closure because that would be kind of like the last step of reconstruction, but also just, you know, not making it look like something's just missing. Again, like it's a sense of wholeness.
But even though Irish can make the restoration appear realistic, it may not always look the same as before. Unlike with a broken nose, not many clients are able to show Irish what that area looked like before their mastectomy.
The fun part is sometimes they can recreate whatever they want too. So when I have individuals come into my office, I actually have a little lookbook of different nipples that they can actually choose from.
So her clients are able to customize everything to their exact preference, from the color to specific shapes and sizes. Irish says the initial tattoo process lasts about an hour. Then the women return for a follow-up session to touch up any areas that need more pigment.
We're working on usually radiated or scar tissue. Those tissues don't always hold pigment the same as healthy tissue. So we want to have a backup session or a follow-up session to make sure that everything healed perfectly. And if it didn't, then we can make those adjustments.
Along with medical tattooing, Irish also trains other artists how to properly perform areola restoration. You can find more information about Shayna Irish and all of our guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. For more behind the scenes, follow Radio Health Journal on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Our writer-producer this week is Kristen Farah. Our production manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Nancy Benson. Coming up next week on Radio Health Journal.
What I have been concerned about is that there appear to be some significant challenges with transparency.
Where are your drugs being made?
Then why chemotherapy may not always be the best option.
This is only to prolong your life. It's not going to cure it. We're just trying to see if we can give you a few more months to live. And that's just not bloody good enough.
All that and more on Radio Health Journal. I'm Reed Pence, the producer and host of Radio Health Journal. If you like listening to Radio Health Journal, you'll also like our sister show, Viewpoints, which covers a wide array of topics, from education to history to the environment. Here's a preview of what they're covering this week on Viewpoints.
I think for so many years, you know, if you were a reader, you were kind of nerdy. But now it's like, no, reading is cool. Reading is fun to do.
How TikTok has changed people's perception on reading. Then,
the conformity bias says we basically, as human beings, take our cues as to what to eat, how to dress, really how to live our lives from those around us.
Looking inwards at what we're influenced by. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
And that's Radio Health Journal for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more. And check Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify for a library of past programs. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and information about our guests at radiohealthjournal.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Radio Health Journal.
We When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.